Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We have been talking about the heart and this whole idea of centering our lives around the Lord. He says that we are to love Him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. So He wants us to center our lives around Him. And then He says, these are the greatest commandments. Then He says, you're to love your neighbor as you love yourself. The only way you can really love your neighbor as you love yourself is if the first one's in place. Loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. When you do that, now you begin to be able to love people. And God cares about people. God wants to use you to love people. He says in 1 John, how can you say you love God and you don't love people? How can you love God whom you don't see and you don't love the people you do see? The idea is, God's calling you and I to love people. Difficult people. People who are rascals. He says, love your enemies. Bless those who persecute you and despitefully use you. Wow, you can't do that. You can't do that apart from God. We need God's love in order to love people the way that we've been created to. So, we've been talking about this love, and we've been extrapolating these revelations out of the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. And what was going on in the city of Corinth, they were worshiping in these pagan temples, but Paul said there was no love. There was no love in their worship. And he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, it profits me nothing. He says, it's noise, it's clanging cymbals, and sounding brass, and clanging cymbals. In other words, it's a bunch of noise if love is not in it. And here's what he's talking about. He's talking about agape love, God's love. Remember, there's five loves in the Bible. There's five loves. There's brother love. That's filio. That's you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. There's eros love. That's the sexual love between a man and a woman. And then there's storge love. That's a mother's love for her family and her children. And then there's thermos love, which is compassionate love. Where we get the word thermos. It keeps things warm or cold. It keeps things stable. And now listen. Those are all based on emotions. All those four loves are based on emotions. And your emotions can change like that. You can push somebody's button and their emotion goes to a whole another place. Emotions. Now, you know I'm a word nerd. The E in the word motion, it literally means away. It moves you away. Your emotions can move you away from what the love of God. Are you catching this? Emotions. We need them. God gave them to us. But they can move you away from the love that God's calling you to. So now, we're gonna look at this today, and that song, boy, that song says that he was singing, sets me free. See, when love gets in your heart, it brings freedom. See, that's why people are miserable. There's no love in their heart. That's why people are disgusted and frustrated and mad and angry. Because the love's not, it's being stopped because they're only living out of their emotions. But God says, my people will worship me in spirit and in truth. It says love, agape love, rejoices in the truth. So God calls his people into this agape love. You're not born with it. None of us are born with this agape love. But you're born with all them other four. But you're not born with this agape. This agape is supernatural. It's above the natural. It has to be developed. That's why when you're born again, now you're born spiritually in a position for that love to be developed. This is why marriages fail. This is why relationships break up. This is why. Because God intended the marriage to be in his love. Adam and Eve had the love of God, the agape. When sin came in, it brought the division. So the idea is, when we get back into a relationship with God, that's the love he's developing in us. But it has to be developed. And he will allow you to go through things, difficult things, hard things. I mean, fight, kicking, spitting, scratching, mad things. Get that love to show up in your life. Whatever it takes, that's what he's looking for. It says in Romans 5:5, hope does not disappoint because the love of God is being poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is pouring that love out in our hearts. Hope. Now wait, watch. Faith. Remember Galatians 5:6. Faith works through love. Nothing in God's realm happens without faith. It has to be by faith. So it starts with faith. Faith works through love. Faith works through love. That's the agape he's talking about over here. And then he says, and it's chapter we're in, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. So we have hope to help us in the in-between. This is where we get upset and say, well, I wish I could just read the Bible and understand it all. It's not going to be like that. You got to show that you're going to hold fast to his promises. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises and hold fast to the confession of your hope. So your hope is in-between. Faith, well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is going to help me get to the love. So the hope is in the middle. Hope is a joyful anticipation of good. So I can be happy on my way to love because I know I'm going to get there. Faith, hope, and love. See that? I'm going to help you see this some more. Let's go to our vision, and we're going to get started. See, that's our vision here. God is building people. See, that's what he does. He builds people, not buildings. People. You and I be people, right? Look at the person next to you and say, you be people. Now, think about this. If he's building people, he's going to build it on what he says. And 1 John 2:5 says, but whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God, the agape, is being perfected in him. So when we keep his word, we guard, shield, and protect it in our hearts. The love is being perfected in us. It takes a lifetime for that to be perfected and maturing in you. See, it doesn't happen overnight. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. The Lord tests the hearts. All right, so remember we've talked about our hearts are being tested daily, right? Daily. So when you wake up in the morning, the test is on. There's going to be an exam. When I was a kid, I hated test day. Because I never read one book in high school or in school. Well, I read one book. From first grade all the way to 12th grade, I read one book. Old Yeller. You got to read. You know, since I became a Christian, man, I'm an avid reader. I love to read. Reading. And then Roosevelt said, if you're going to be a good leader, he says, you can't be a good leader and not be a good reader. But you can be a good reader and not be a good leader. Hear that? And that's the truth. So, the test is on. That's why I was talking about all that, being tested there. So when you wake up in the morning, the test is going to happen. Every one of us, every day, there's going to be a test for your heart. Why? Listen to me. In Jeremiah 17:9, it says this, the heart is deceitful above all things. Your heart is deceitful above everything and desperately wicked. Oh my. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the heart, I test the mind to give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. Your heart is going to be tested. If you leave your heart alone and you're not constantly connecting with God and bringing His Word in your heart will take you somewhere you don't want to be. And it may be for the rest of your life. Huh? Give your heart attention. That's why He says in Proverbs 4, give attention to My words. Incline your ears to My sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. He wants you to give your heart attention. You don't understand life through society. You're never going to understand anything about life watching the news and what's going on all around you. You got to be intentional about finding life. And it's going to be found in God. And His Word and His will. It will not be found looking what everybody's doing, what everybody's done, and what they got and what they don't have. It's going to be in you talking to Him and Him helping you personally. He wants a personal relationship with you. All right, let's go. So your heart's going to be tested. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your presence today. We ask that You speak to us and continue to lead us and guide us into all truth. We need You, Lord, desperately. Help our hearts, Lord. Help our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. So, go to 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to look at verse 5. Remember, we've been coming out of this. And there's these attributes of what love does and what love doesn't do. And so we're going to look at this idea that we didn't cover thinks no evil last week, did we? That's where I stopped. I gave you that cliffhanger. Well, that's where we'll start, okay? Because to recap is a lot. So let's look at this. We went over, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked. Remember the word provoked means poke. You know, you keep poking somebody to try to get them angry. You agitate them because you're angry. You know, you want them to be miserable like you are. You provoke them. Is not provoked. Now watch. Love thinks no evil. thinks no evil. Boy, that's big, isn't it? I think about that, and I think, how is that possible? Because, you know, I pray before I come in here to minister, and I'll get on my knees, and some of the most awful thoughts will come to my head. Well, you're the pastor. That should never happen. Huh. Oh, yeah. So, I have to get a hold of that. I have to be intentional with my heart and not let it get into my heart. See that? But it shows up. I'm being tested. And I can deal with it. I can deal with that. And Holy Spirit, that's not you. I'm after you. And then He helps me in my prayer for you all and for what's going to be said. Now, thinks no evil. Now, let's look at this. Thinks no evil. So, this word, or this phrase, thinks no evil. Okay, remember, I like words. And you know, really, to study the Bible, you have to bring Greek and Hebrew in because it is so so much. It's just such. The words have so much more meaning when you bring the Hebrew and the Greek in, because it really gives you a picture of what's being said. Okay, so this is the Greek word for this phrase: "Love thinks no evil." It's logid zomai. Don't you like that? So, logid zomai. Write it down. Logid zomai. LOGIDZOMI. This is what it means. Now think about this. It means to count or to reckon. To count or to reckon. It's really like a banker's word or an accountant's word. Reckon, you reckon an account. You want to bring it, reconcile the account together. You want to bring those numbers so they match, they balance out. Or to count, you're counting. And so that's it literally means to credit to someone's account, this word. Now look. Now think about this. This logid zomai is the image, listen to me, is the image of a bookkeeper who meticulously keeps his accurate financial records. But in this case, listen, in this case, thinks no evil, the bookkeeper is an offended person who keeps detailed records of every wrong that was ever done to them. This bookkeeper has an entry for every debit and credit on the books. This person stores in their memory all the mistakes, faults, and grievances, disappointments, failures, or perceived wrongdoings that someone has made against them. Rather than forgive them and let it go, the offended person has carefully maintained records on their account. Records of each action done to them that they deemed unjust or unfair. Agape love doesn't do any of that. Anytime you keep a record of what someone has done to you, you are outside of the will of God, and God can't protect you. That's why you got to forgive somebody, not tomorrow, now, immediately. See, when you ever get around people that keep bringing up what you used to do, or I had a grandmother. She was unhappy with everything and everybody. And I really didn't like going to her house. She would buy me anything. Remember I told you she bought me Krager Mags when I was in high school. Prayer mags were like the hottest thing going back then. But I did not like being around her. She was miserable. She talked about things when she was little, all these people had done to her. Yeah, Mary did this and did that, and so-and-so at work has done this and that, and always what someone else is doing. Someone in the family didn't call or didn't do this. Always bringing it up. See that? She had a record in her head of what wrongs towards people. See, you can't love people when that's all you got going on in your head. But if you forgive them, woo-hoo, that keeps you free. Free to be what? Free to be me. See, that's what forgiveness is. I'm going to do it ahead of time. I'm going to forgive. Forgive. Don't you like that? You've already made up your mind. For it's already done before. Forgive. I'm going to forgive. I had to put a little extra on that. Folks, it helps you to be free. You can't do that without God. You can't do that without God. You'll hold records in your heart when people do you wrong. Every marriage, that the agape love is the center, will never get divorced. Never get divorced. Every marriage. You got something for me? That's the way it is. When this agape is working, it's the power of God. It's the power of God. Now, that's why it's important for you and I to grow and mature in agape love. Remember, in the same chapter, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I understood as a child. But when I became a grown butt man, remember Donita? She don't talk like that all the time, but when some of the guys tell her they're going to be faithful to the job and they got a family and they don't show up and they can't show up for work and they got to let them go. That grown butt man wouldn't even take care of his family. I like that. I like grown butt. I know I wanted to say that in church. But so here's the idea. When you start to grow and mature, you're going to become responsible for what you're supposed to be responsible for. And that's your response. Your responsibility is your response is your responsibility. Your response, how you respond to how people treat you, say to you, whatever they do, that's your deal. And when you don't take that responsibility, you allow that mess to come in. It doesn't do anything to the person that's doing what they want to do. They can be, remember I told you I had something against somebody 20-some years ago that did something to me. And I'm driving in the car. I'm 200 miles away talking to them. Little schizo going on. Are you with me? I got this conversation going out loud about what they did to me. They're nowhere. They're not even around. They're doing their deal. None of you have ever done that. But I've done that. And that'll destroy you. When you understand the agape love, immediately you forgive. You see this? Just trying to help you out. And you know, in a marriage, there could be abuse. There could be physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual, all kinds of abuses. That doesn't mean you stay in that. You forgive them, but you don't have to stay in that. Someone needs to get help. See that? There should be counseling and get help in that. Because abuse is not, I'm not telling you to stay in abuse. Are you hearing me today? Look at me. Are you hearing me? I'm not telling you to stay in abuse. You can forgive somebody and they can be way down the road. I love you. See you later. You with me? You can love people from a distance. And I'm not telling you to put up with abuse. So I hope that's clear. Because marriage is to be forever. And you can truly get real help if you work at it and pursue it. Now we got to keep moving. Okay, so agape love does not behave this way. It forgives. And so here it is. In Psalms 103, David said this. He said, he was talking to his own soul. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfies our mouths with good things, so our strength will be renewed like an eagle." When you don't forget his benefits, listen to me. He crowns you with loving kindness. A crown represents authority. Now you got authority in your life. When people do you wrong, you give them mercy. You give them mercy. Mercy is, I'm not giving you what you deserve. I'm not going to give you what you deserve. I'm going to give you mercy. That's authority in your life. God's given you mercy. And that's what you're extending. That's included in his benefit package. When you give grace and mercy, you're acting like God. Now you got authority. That's just how it is. I've got mercy for you. You did me wrong. You don't bring up and you don't keep a record. I love you. I have mercy for you. May not be same old, but I have mercy for you. Are you catching this? This is good. Give me Psalms 103:12, Mariette. Now look at this. We're going to go back to that, but give me, okay. As far as the east is from the west, how many of you math scholars know how far that is? You know how far that is? Someone said 5 out of 4 people fail in math. Did you get it? As far as the east is from the west, in other words, you can't measure it. Can't be measured. So far as he removed our transgressions, our sins, our iniquities, he's forgiven them. See that? No matter what, he's forgiven them. That's the way he wants you to be. He's trying to get you to be like him. See that? And when you're like him, woohoo, happy. In your heart, inside.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
Have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.